Are you a fan of Apple's iPad and iPad 2? Well, tomorrow the company is expected to unveil its iPad Mini.
And joining us to talk about it, Ken Colburn from the Data Doctors. Ken, good to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here in person.
Yes. Glad you could sit down with us and talk about this. The iPad already the dominant force in the market for tablets. So how high are the expectations for the mini version?
Well, it's funny, but, you know, Steve Jobs said that the smaller format tablets were useless and that Apple would never create one. And here we are on the eve of the announcement. You know, the Nook and the Kindle and the Nexus 7 from Google, there's a lot of these smaller form factor, inexpensive $200 devices that have kind of forced Apple's hand. But don't expect them to come out with an inexpensive device. It will be a premium device. It will be, everybody's speculating, probably about $329 and up. For something like this?
And what do you expect it to be like? Will it be different at all from the regular iPad?
Sure. Instead of it being almost 10 inches, it'll be almost 8 inches. It's going to be smaller, like the smaller form factor devices, which I actually have a Nexus 7, which is great. It fits right in my back pocket. It's that smaller form factor actually has a lot of benefits. What I think you're going to see a lot, and the speculation is you're going to see a lot of discussion about the educational world, and that this device is really going to be pointed at that very lucrative market.
Why?
Well, laptops and desktops are very expensive for schools to buy and to maintain. And these tablets, let's face it, these kids love these touch devices. So if you get a $300 device that can actually replace a $1,000 device or a $600 device even, that kind of gives schools an option for something that kids obviously love to learn on.
So great for schools, but what about me? Am I going to enjoy it more than a bigger iPad?
Well, it really depends on your usage. If you travel a lot, that smaller form factor may come in handy. It's, you know, especially if you're going to have cases and all this other stuff on it, or if you're trying to keep it in the lower price ranges. Apple still has the most apps. So the ecosystem that's really the important part of any tablet, right? It's not just the piece of hardware, but what can you do with it? I mean, Apple still has the widest variety of apps out there, and most people still right for the iPad first. So, you know, you're still always going to have that first-to-market capability with all the iPads.
Let me ask you this. This is getting closer to the size of a Kindle. Does Kindle have anything to worry about here?
Well, there's speculation they're going to be putting a lot of focus on the iBook app, which is all about education and books and what have you. So, yeah, I think Kindle, Nooks especially, they lack the ecosystem that Amazon and Apple have. Right, so that's the ability to buy just about anything you want. I mean, that's really the value of these things. So it's going to be tough going for them. And, you know, Google's going to have to make some strong moves as well to kind of stay in this game. It's interesting. And then you have our friends over in Redmond with their Surface tablet coming out as well.
Very quickly before we go, we're all referring to it as the iPad Mini, but it might not be called that.
You know, we thought it was called the iPad 3, the latest one. They call it the new iPad. There's speculation they're going to call it the iPad Air, like the MacBook Air. So we don't know what it's going to be called. We don't know what the price is going to be. All we know is the only thing that I've seen out there is everybody said 7.85 inches. That's about the only thing we can count on.
Okay. Ken, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Ken Colburn from the Data Doctors.